Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Red Men TV. My name is Dan Clough. I'm delighted to say I'm joined by a familiar face and a familiar voice to many of those listening or indeed watching. Sasha Tavlieri. Sasha is back with us. It's been a while, mate, but how are we doing? You okay?
Hi, Dan. I'm very happy to be there. Thank you very much for the invitation. And as I told you off the record, I'm happy to see that your media is still growing. So it's very great. We were busy with the big stuff on the last summer transfer with Lavia. And now we are going back on the road with another one.
Here we go again. Yeah, here we go again. Fashion your seat belts. And this time it's manager related, of course. Xabi Alonso, Jurgen Klopp dropped the bombshell a few weeks ago now that he would be leaving at the end of the season. Liverpool on the pitch continue to be brilliant. Basically, we got our first trophy in the cabinet at the weekend and things are looking really, really positive. But away from that, we can't ignore the story of who is going to replace Jurgen Klopp. It remains very much on fans' lips. And Xabi Alonso is the favourite for that, I think it's fair to say, not just in terms of what the fans want, but in terms of what the football club wants, it feels like. So 11th of February, you first tweeted that Liverpool had made first contact with Xabi Alonso for next season. You said the door had been opened by the Spanish coach's side, but there was no decision will be taken before the end of the season. Now, we'll come on to what else you've said since that, but in terms of that, that feels very sensible, really, because Bayer Leverkusen are also doing brilliant things in Germany, so they don't want to rock their boat. Is that fair?
Yes, of course. What we can say is that the information that I gave the 11th February that has been confirmed by Xabi Alonso himself after that he will not officially speak to his current players unless the end of the season arrives. This is important. What we can say, of course, is that there is and there has been a hard push of FC Bayern on Xabi, but fact is that there is a lot of political game inside the push of FC Bayern that is not pleasing Bayer Leverkusen board and all, of course also the coach, the Spanish coach. Bayern wants the Xabi Alonso since years. It's not something that arrived right now. Their interest is really important, but if Xabi Alonso didn't accept, since he didn't coach the Bayer Leverkusen yet, it was because of the pressure inside the club. And that's maybe also one of the, and it's an information I can give to you, one of the reasons he rejected FC Bayern, not officially, but he said, okay, thank you very much for the interest. I understand. But fact is that in that situation, we are currently the biggest contender in Bundesliga. We have 8 points more than you in the league, and you are putting a hard pressure and working with some media really relatively close to FC Bayern to put the pressure and say that you want me. This is not something I appreciate. This is an information I can give to you. Liverpool plays a game really softly as they did, and this was the case also on the famous Lavia information. They never put him into pressure the person they want to get. And yes, of course, there have been some contacts since the beginning of February. Talks are ongoing with his agents. I Telegate that it's really important to know that Xabi Alonso didn't speak directly right now with the people inside LFC board. This is very important to know because he wants to be focused on his game. He wants to be focused on his his challenge, the UEFA Europa League, the Bundesliga winning, and so on. So everything has been true for his entourage, his professional entourage. But this doesn't mean that Xabi Alonso cannot pass a message to his agent that his agent is speaking to after to LFC board and FSG. This is sure, you know, this is quite sure. But he has and he wants to be focused on what he has to do. But yes, of course, talks are ongoing. Liverpool is ready to find a financial solution with the Leverkusen to please everyone and every part. Fact is that we all know that Leverkusen will not let his trainer for free. It will be a transfer fee, transfer price that Liverpool will pay. But fact is that for the moment, they didn't go into salary perspective and so on. There is no draft that has been sent to the agent and so on. It's just to say, okay, we want him. Just we want to be sure that he's involved, and also we want to let him know what will be the structure and what we are going to do next season with the sports director, with the executive director, and so on. So they really want to involve him in the future of the team before to speak about money. You know, of course he will be, and we spoke about big money that he will get. He will not get more than in Bayern Munich. This is sure. He will earn less, but I truly believe that, and this is also information I can get from the trainer's side. He knows that this is the kind of opportunity you didn't get more than one time. Training in that opportunity after a club with all the time that he will get, because he will get sometimes to understand, to adapt, and also to make his transfer, to work in a good way with all the staff and so on, to bring all his staff. He will have the time. This is something he will not have to FC Bayern, and FC Bayern, as I told you previously, it's an opportunity that he already get in his life for three times. And this is something he really felt, you know, he feel like, but he didn't say, okay, I go to Liverpool, this is right. But he said that he if he leaves Leverkusen, it would rather be for LFC.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
OK, Interesting. You mentioned there, obviously, the Bayern Munich interest. I wanted to touch upon that, but you've covered it really. But obviously, that's heightened because of the Thomas Tuchel leaving at the end of the season. We've seen a lot of journalists speaking about Bayern Munich being desperate for him, and less so Liverpool. The Liverpool interest has been quieter. But I think that's kind of the way Liverpool play things, as you referenced. But you did say Liverpool are completely focused on Xabi Alonso, and the move is sort of closer and closer. Liverpool are very much content and happy with him to be that guy. I did wonder, you touched on it there, like in terms of timeline, we know we're looking for a sporting director. There's rumours about Michael Edwards returning an even higher role than sporting director. Does that all have to happen in a certain way, do you think? Or, as you mentioned, can Liverpool be speaking to Xabi Alonso and saying we're going to appoint this guy and this guy? Do you think it all can happen at once, or does it need to happen in a certain order?
I'm really thinking that, and as they did with Klopp, I'm really thinking that it's something that came, and that they work for months and months earlier. Yeah. So you are getting the information now for Klopp. Everyone is, of course, sad because he's a legend. He ride the legend of Liverpool and so on. But they worked on it since November. You understand? So yeah, this is the same proceed and the same process that what they will do for the next Liverpool. And even they did it before. So they, I think they are currently working the first day Klopp said, I'm leaving. They were already working on the future. You understand? So this is something that they are scheduling in a way really professional with people inside FSG to make everything happen before the end of the season. So for me, it's very logical to see that Xabi Alonso is now being approached in a really concrete way, and also with the kind of details that he will be where he will be involved. So the sports director, the future targets, this will be very important. The money, of course, the salary, and all the details that how the club will make this transition in the best way. So, and this is also why Liverpool is one of the best clubs in the world, because it's the one of the clubs that is really working with step by step the process of how to make this huge, huge transformation happening in a sane way. And that's maybe also why Xabi Alonso is now making the actuality of Liverpool, because They are working now. They are doing all what they can to convince him. And they are already, as I told, in contact with the bosses of Leverkusen in order to see how they can proceed. But fact is that there is something very clear. If Liverpool contact Leverkusen, is that through the agent and the entourage of Xabi Alonso, they know that Xabi Alonso wants to go to Liverpool. In another way, they would never go.
Okay, that'll do for me. I wanted to ask you just very finally, there's been another name sort of doing the rounds, let's put it that way. Like, if it isn't Xabi Alonso, maybe he stays at Bayer Leverkusen for another year. He's under contract until 2026, as we know. It's always been, if it isn't Xabi, maybe Ruben Amorim. Do you know anything on that front? But I've got to finish it with, you did also say the Spanish coach has made clear his mind after several talks with the entourage. Even though Bayern Munich are pushing, it seems likely that Xabi Alonso could be headed to Liverpool. Is that where we're at?
Yes, of course. This is something I can confirm. I just told you so. So this is important to say. And Xabi Alonso will never go against his group and the sphere he built. But fact is that he is the one, and he has been chosen by FSG. So he is the guy. And now the solution and what Liverpool is currently doing is trying to make the agreement so that Bayer Leverkusen let him out. But it's quite clear in his mind, winning the Bundesliga, getting his group 100% focused on winning the league, creating from Leverkusen to Leverkusen, making the difference, creating the possibilities of creating his story in Bundesliga, and then leaving. This is what will probably happen, and this is what the current conjecture is going to prove or has, according to my information, of course, and my source. But you see that after me, a lot of people also confirmed, and now it's something that is became really, really tough and really concrete.
Yeah, absolutely. Sasha, you are a wonderful, wonderful human. Thank you very much for your time. Let people know where they can find your Twitter, because, again, this feels like one that's going to not slow down. It's only going to get quicker and quicker, and it's going to rumble on. So let people know where they can find all the latest information.
Yeah, on X, previously Twitter, Sasha Tavolieri. So it's the same word than how you pronounce it, at Sasha Tavolieri. And you have also my Instagram. It's the same thing. And you can join. And of course, you will get the information when I got them on Twitter as an exclusive.
Top man. Thank you very much for your time once again. Everybody else, I'll see you again soon. Take it easy.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.